I'll answer it quickly so we could move on. Just, I mean, we could spiritualize it. Sorry. We could spiritualize it, but I think the circumstances was, it was a night time. It was a quiet time. Samuel was sleeping. There is no hustle and bustle is going around. And I really think, you know, even if I want to spiritualize it, it is in a quiet time when we shut off everything around us and things are quiet, the Lord will be speaking to us. Sorry, Tony.
Good. I was just thinking on that. It may not be so much that he's lying down, but where he is, because it states that he was in the temple of the Lord where the Ark of God was. He was in a position close to the Lord, as close as he could be physically. He wished to be close to the Lord, even though he didn't know him. He was already displaying the character of wanting to know him. I think that's the idea.
That's an excellent observation. I was hoping that we would go back to that. Because you see, it wasn't so much that Samuel reached out to the Lord. But if you look at verse 10, it says, the Lord came and stood. Can you imagine that? And the ark is connected here because, as we mentioned yesterday, the ark of God is where God revealed his presence. That is where the high priest would go and God communicated with the high priest. But because the priesthood had failed, here was this young boy who knew where to meet God. And his desire in this day of declension was to be in that place where God would reveal himself. And so he goes to Eli, not knowing the Lord. Hey, Eli, someone called me. Is it you? No, it's not me. Well, you go back and lay down. And he told him what to say. But it says here, the Lord came. That's the presence of the Lord in the ark. And we want to encourage ourselves to be in the place where the Lord reveals himself to his people. But not just that the Lord came, he stood. And I love to think of this as how God will reveal and manifest himself to us when we are in the right place. And it says he called as he did other times. Samuel, Samuel. And I think, as it's been said, there's an emphasis that's placed here, but it really is so that he would have his undivided attention. With Abraham, you know, it wasn't Abraham, because that was a dire moment. He wanted to let Abraham withhold his hand from taking the life of his son. Here, he wanted to get Samuel's attention. He wanted to get his ear. And even though Eli was in weakness, Eli said to him to say, speak, Lord, for thy servant hears. He knew that it was the Lord that wanted to speak to this boy. So let us always remember that it is a wonderful thing when we are in the right place. And when we are in the right place, the Lord will come and stand right near where we are. And he will speak to us. But when we're outside and the saints are gathered together and we are in another place, the Lord is not coming there. And he's not going to stand next to you and he's not going to reveal himself. He's not going to speak to you because perhaps you're in a place that you're not going to be able to hear his voice.
I just want to add, the fact that he starts with the word speak, it shows that he's waiting for God to say something. And I want to just continue to emphasize what we've already been saying, that it's very good for us to try to find times where we are alone with the Lord. It's nice to come to prayer meeting and pray together. It's nice to pray with our families. It's nice to pray as young people together in the meetings. But to find the time to make the time to pray alone. And I think this is a nice model because he doesn't say, listen, Lord, your servant's speaking. It's speak, Lord, your servant's listening. And we are, sometimes when we come and we pray and we say, Lord, here's what I want and here's when I want it done and here's how I want it done. And we outline this whole plan for the Lord as though, you know, we can do that for ourselves. And instead of that, I think this is a nice model to say, you speak, Lord, and I'm going to listen, and to make the time to be in a position where we can actually hear his voice. And the fact that even though he was a servant, God now is going to reveal his mind to him. And we sang, what a friend we have in Jesus. What a wonderful song that is. And in John, the Lord says, I no longer call you servants. The servant doesn't know what the master is doing, but I'm going to call you friends because everything that I've received, I'm sharing it with you. And so Brother Emil expressed the other day that God wants to communicate with us. What a wonderful thing that God wants to show us what he wants to do in our lives. But are we in a position to say, you speak, I'm going to close my mouth and just listen to what you want to say? You know, the room has to be quiet enough for me to be able to hear him.
There's a word, young people, that I know you're familiar with, and it is commitment. This is not a one-way street we're on here. There is a commitment to the cause. I want you to go in your mind's eye, and you start in Genesis, and you go through Scripture. You look at Abraham. You look at Moses. You look at Joseph. You look at Nehemiah. You look at Gideon. You look at David. And you follow men. Don't just think of men. Think of Ruth, okay? Think of Esther. Think of the woman of Romans 16. You know, these were all committed to the testimony. And that's what's so important for us as young people today. God was looking for a man that he could commit responsibility to, a man that would communicate with him, and he would use him to bless the people of God. I'm going to tell you something. The dispensation has changed, but that principle of God is just the same today. He's looking for young men and young women who are still committed to the testimony of Jesus Christ. If that's you and I, I'll tell you something. These words will come from our lips and we'll be busy. Every once in a while you hear us here at this conference looking for brethren to help us on the administrative group. What are we looking for? Someone to fill a chair? No, we're not looking for someone just to sit in a chair. We're looking for someone that is committed in their heart to this conference continuing to be a vehicle of blessing. Now, this is what God found in the man Samuel. Some of us enjoyed the Winter Games this last year. And when you looked at the Winter Games and you saw the skiers and those that were, you had no idea. We saw a flash of these ones doing the sport that they excelled in. But hours and months and years were behind the scenes where there were those preparing for this one moment. Well, for Samuel, there's a whole life before him. He's a young man. And God says, I'll use Samuel. He said that yesterday. And he says today, I'll use you. Are you willing? Would you do this for me? A whole lot of being used of the Lord, young people, is having an eye to see a need. Speak, Samuel says. I am your servant. And I willingly submit myself to you and to what you would have me to do.